some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I was getting ready to say the Friday night dance party, but that's tomorrow. But tonight we could actually call this the Thursday night dance party because in just a very quick moment, we're going to welcome back Alex Gershman with Sasha's Block. They've got a fantastic new single off of their album, Heart on Fire. The single is called Feels Like Jazz. We're going to be playing that and a bunch of Sasha's Block music simply because you've all been requesting it, and tonight's a perfect night to do it. So without further ado, let's bring on our VIP guest superstar for the night, Mr. Alex Gershman. Alex, how are you?
How are you, Gareth? How are you?
I'm doing great. So I've been hearing great things about the reception that you've had for your album Heart on Fire, which is out on iTunes and everywhere now. What's it been like the last few months since we've had a chance to chat with each other?
You know, it's actually been tremendous. The music really reached a lot of people. I got a lot of mails and conversations and discussions and actually some performances that was received really fantastic. What was surprising to me that although the music is really retro into 1920s, 30s kind of field jazz, it was received with great enthusiasm, and I think people relate to that music very, very well. So I was very, very pleased.
Were you surprised at the reaction to this? I was, because I was there at your CD release party back in March, and I was just like blown away at the reaction by all the fans that you had in attendance. But you know, from everybody around the country and around the world, did you get any kind of surprises along the way?
You know, I think it's like with anything. You're moving forward and things becomes more avant-garde and people are trying to create new things. And then at some point, the circle starts all over again. People are craving for the old sounds or for the old feelings or for some really incredible classic expressions. So I think, like you can see in the fashion, you know, people are wearing some very avant-garde thing, and suddenly they start wearing hats again and bow ties and handkerchiefs and all kind of things. Because there is a tremendous blast of class and intelligence and soulfulness in what was done then, and in some ways it was just the beginning of jazz. So I'm pleased but not surprised that people are reacting to this music with such a sort of joy and freshness. And most of the comments that I'm hearing and most of the reviews that we had is, oh my gosh, this is such a great sounds, and they are retro, but they sound really modern. And I think that's the best compliment for us in some ways, that it does sound modern.
Well, it's, you know, I was actually kind of surprised because I usually play, you know, like pop dance music on our Friday night dance party. And when we had Sasha's Block on and we had you on back in March, or I guess it was April when we had you back on, I was really surprised, Alex, at how many people sent me notes both during the show and afterwards saying, I loved hearing that. Can you play more of Sasha's Block in the, you know, future episodes down the line? And so on a regular basis, I've been playing, you know, some of my favorites off of the album, like Lonely Day in Paris, or we've got Take a Chance. We're going to be playing a bunch of your tunes here tonight. But the what was really kind of a delightful surprise for me is this past week I was, you know, cruising around in here in Southern California. My CD popped out of the CD changer, and on the radio, I never listened to terrestrial radio, on comes K-Jazz 88.1, and they're playing your music, and I'm like, well, I know these songs. This is crazy. What's going on? And then they talked about the Fall Benefit concert that's coming up on September 18th. Is that – do you want to – can you maybe tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Our relationship with K-Jazz started when we were doing CD release. They offered us to do a live transmission, and we transmitted the whole concert on K-Jazz, and it was a great success, and they got a tremendous response from the audience. And later on, we established a tremendous relationship with them. It's a great station. They really care about jazz, and they asked us to do to be a featured artist in their new sort of form of Fall Benefit concerts. And of course, it was a great for us, and received it with a great enthusiasm. So we started working on that concert at the Wallace Annenberg Theater in Beverly Hills, and we're going to have this concert on the 18th of September, and it's not just going to be a typical concert. It will be more a jazz show. I call it theo jazz. I created this little new term of combination of theater and jazz, where we will have all different effects, visual effects like film and dance and jazz music, all from that era, from 20s and 30s. And I think it will be really, really cool with a lot of different aspects of jazz music. So it's really exciting.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're doing it. And for more information on that, for everybody who's listening online tonight, go to jazzandblues.org. Jazzandblues.org. It's all spelled out. And you can find information on tickets and parking and all of the really cool stuff there. I know I got you just for a little bit of time here, Alex. So I want to make sure we tell everybody about Feels Like Jazz, because that's the song we're going to, you know, we're here to promote tonight. Tell us about the song. I was listening to it before the show, and it sounds like we have the lovely Jane Monheit on here again.
Yes, Jane Monheit is the featured artist in that song, but also there's Kai Palmer on the trumpet that is doing a tremendous job. It's the tune that I wrote for Cabaret. It's really a very classical jazz tune with a lot of character, I think, and a lot of sort of shuffle and jazz rhythm. It has a lot of different components. I think Jane Monheit is doing a tremendous job singing it, because she really understood the whole, not only the lyrical, but musical components of it. I also think it's a great solo and a horn sections in there that really brings up the spirit of that era with a lot of sounds of trombone and saxophone, but it is a song about the woman in Cabaret who see all these people that she sees on a daily basis, and at some point their faces become so familiar, and she's in the same act, and she's trying to please people, and at some point things become really blurry for her, and she's singing about it and different emotional expressions of her. So I think it's a really, really fun tune. A lot of people say that it's one of our strongest tunes on the CD, and I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. Well, and one other thing that I really like here, Alex, is the fact you have redesigned your website at sashasblock.com, and you have some just outstanding pictures here on the cover from your release party. Really like how easy it is to navigate through, and you also have a great shop page as well. So if anybody wants to go buy Heart on Fire or Melancholy, both of those are available off of the Sasha's Block website too. Anything else that you should share with the listeners tonight before I let you go? Because I know we're going to just dive into your music for pretty much the balance of the hour here tonight. I want to make sure we get as much in as we possibly can.
We're doing so many different things. We've really discovered a lot of different subjects for ourselves. We just played a show in Las Vegas, and we're thinking about doing several shows in there. We got invitations from different interesting venues. I'm writing a new CD that will be called 7 Days of Blues, with a lot of different blues and jazz artists. I think that this CD is just starting to live the life of its own as well. I mean, with a lot of different applications of our songs. And I really think that every song in this CD has its own feel and its own character. So I'm really happy that you like the songs, and you've been such a great supporter of us. And I really appreciate that very, very much.
Well, you're welcome, Alex. It's easy to support you when you have great music like you have here on your album, Heart on Fire. I think everybody should go out and buy at least, you know, two copies, one for yourself, one to give to somebody else. That's always a good thing to do. But here's the song, Feels Like Jazz. And we're going to probably do a two or three of the songs off of Heart on Fire, and we'll be back probably about the 7:30 mark. So everybody get out of your chairs and start moving around to some great jazz by Sasha's Block.
Like jazz, the scent of perfume staining the room, the smell of cigars. handed my glass, I lean at the bar, let's roll up the jazz. Hey Bill, feels like jazz. Your bow tie is tight, it's hard to be right, you're very polite and smile with delight. You're feeling my glass, let's roll up the jazz. Hey Scott, feels like jazz. My lipstick is red, I'm wearing a hat, I move like a cat, my stockings are black, I'm getting a buzz, let's roll up the jazz. Hey Roy, feels like jazz. The curtains are up, it's suddenly dark, it's opening act, we're ready to start, I walk on the stage.
time is sure to come again. Yes, it's true, though I don't know where or when. No more secrets, no more lies, if you open up your eyes, you'll be in for a surprise when you just keep on believing. Black and blue, black and blue.
We've been enjoying some Sasha's Block. This is music off of their new album called Heart on Fire. We're going to get back to the music in just a couple of seconds, but I want to give a big shout out to Lisa S. Johnson. She is the author of 108 Rockstar Guitars, and we've had her on the show talking about her brilliant coffee table book. She's taken pictures of, I don't say every, because she's got version or volume 2, 3, and 4 and all of that in the works, but she's taken pictures of many of the most famous guitars and guitar players in the world and in history and compiled them in this amazing coffee table book. How many people have coffee table books today? Probably not a lot. Or if you do, you never read them. This is the type of coffee table book that you want to pick up and read just because the photography is so brilliant, but then you get to have a nice little story along with it too. And it's Lisa S. Johnson, her book, 108 Rockstar Guitars, available in bookstores now. I bring this up because Lisa's been a guest a couple of months back, and she's posting on Facebook tonight that she has got us an artist reception and book signing next Thursday, September 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. at Ron Robinson, and that's in Santa Monica, 1327 5th Street in Santa Monica to be exact. And if you would like to go, you'll get to meet Lisa. You'll get to buy her book, 108 Rockstar Guitars, and she will autograph it personally to you. I would be going to this, except I'm going to be doing the show with you right here next week. So if you want to go see Lisa S. Johnson and get an autographed copy of 108 Rockstar Guitars, go to Ron Robinson, 1327 5th Street in Santa Monica next Thursday, September 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m., and she will chit-chat with you. I'm sure she'll take pictures. They've got a guitar cake, they've got refreshments, and they've got a classic rock mix from DJ Apollo Star. That is very cool. So I hope you have a chance to go to that. Want to say hello. Let's give some shout-outs. I've got Tony in Hackensack I want to say hi to tonight. Thanks for tuning in. I've got Wesley in Arkansas, Nolan really is in Whittier. I don't know where he's at right now, but he is on the road. Greg up in, Greg's now in Honolulu. We have Mark in Pigeon Fort, Arkansas. Peter is now in Washington, D.C. Bruce is in Hollywood. Bill is in Hollywood. Diana's in Ontario. We got Lisa in St. Louis. Dave down in Aliso Viejo. Allison in Long Beach. Richard in Northern California. Rebecca out of Atlanta. Jeff in Fayetteville. So we've got a bunch of you tuning in tonight. Thank you very much for being here. I hope you are enjoying this fun Thursday night dance party with jazz music from Sasha's Block. I want to make sure to just kind of give you the rundown here of what's going to be happening at the K-Jazz Fall Benefit Concert. Again, it's benefiting the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts on Friday, September 18th at 8 p.m. I got to make sure I can do that. I'm going to the event. We actually have Mary Lou with a musician by the name of Joseph Strider on the show, so we may have to see if we can get that done early. We've got some time to plan. But anyway, the K-Jazz Fall Benefit Concert featuring Sasha's Block with special guest Jane Monheit and Take Six's Alvin Chia will be Friday, September 18th at 8 o'clock. It's going to be this extravaganza. They're going to have dancers there. They're going to have visual arts, meaning I don't want to call them like music videos, but I think I got a flavor of what Alex was talking about when I got a chance to go to their release party back in March. The behind this beautiful orchestra and band that Alex has put together, he's got this wall of, I call it like music videos, but it's, very high quality production, looks spectacular. And he's got just a beautiful montage of video and images that come across the screen as they're playing the intro of their set. And the style evokes, so if you're looking for like a comparison, what could I expect it to kind of be like? Duke Ellington, Fats Waller, Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, and more. You won't want to miss it. The tickets are for a donation of $500. You're going to get a pair of tickets in the front orchestra section. These are the VIP tickets, by the way. You don't have to get, you know, VIP tickets, but if you want to have like a really extra special time, there's a limited number of VIP tickets. So it's donation of $500 because this is a fundraiser. Okay, you're going to receive a pair of tickets for the front orchestra section. They're the best seats in the house. Plus, you're going to be invited to a pre-show reception with appetizers provided by Wolfgang Puck's. How cool is that? And wine is going to be provided by Cobblestone Vineyards and the David Bonnet Foundation Founders Room at the Wallace. VIP tickets include valet parking, a donation, and a one-year membership. And VIP tickets are available at jazzandblues.org, jazzandblues.org, or you can call 310-478-5061. You can also get general admission tickets, and you can get the general admission tickets going by tickets. R, you know, the letter R, ticketsr.com, not tickets A-R-E, but tickets R, the letter R, .com. The Wallace address is 9390 North Santa Monica Boulevard. That's in Beverly Hills. There's also general parking or self-parking, which is $8. And in Beverly Hills, that's probably like a deal. I know, because usually it's like 10, it's $20 any place you go. Can you believe that, you know, to park your car? But $8 does sound like a deal. We'll recap all of this again towards the end of the show, and I hope you have a chance to go and attend to see Sasha's Block with special guest Jane Monheit and Take Six's Alvin Chia. What an event that is going to be. Let's see what we want to do next. I think what I want to do next is play a commercial by our friends at Rainbow Brew. I love Rainbow Brew Coffee. They are based out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and they are very generous, fantastic sponsor to the show. Here's a little Rainbow Brew, and then we're going to come back and play some more from Sasha's Block.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
I love that commercial. When I talked to the guys, I said, "Do you have, you know, a spot that you use either locally or that, you know, you can send down, or, you know, do you want to make one up?" And they sent this over, and I said, "Well, this work, you know, because it kind of mentions, you know, another station that they broadcast with up in Minneapolis." And I said, "This is great." So we have Rainbow Brew as a sponsor. Thank you very much. You know, the funny thing about that is that if you ever think of, you know, fine coffee, you think of Juan Valdez out of the hills of, you know, Colombia, picking the coffee beans and roasting them, or, you know, Folgers coffee in your cup, or Starbucks. And here's this company out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. I call it like the frozen tundra of the world. It's quite lovely in the summer. I've been there one time. But you have coffee beans that are grown in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and then they take these coffee beans grown locally with the local dirt and all the flavor that imparts, and grind these beans or ship the beans whole. You can do it either way. And then they ship the coffee to you worldwide. So if you are in London or Sydney or wherever today, you'll have the chance to be able to get Rainbow Brew coffee, rainbowbrew.com. That's my little plug for the night. Thank you very much for that. Back to some music. More Sasha's Block music is in store for us. Now, again, because it's Sasha's Block, we're going to be playing a block of music. I think I've got like four or five songs in the queue right here. So we're going to do this back-to-back so you can just enjoy the music without me blubbering to you. And we'll come back towards the end of the show with a little bit more news and a recap of the day. This is Sasha's Block, Take a Chance, and four more will follow. Thank you.
lovely day at the bay. Let me say I was thinking of you. Sun is up, so what's up? Give me a hug. Can you see I'm in love? I am looking at you. You're looking at me with a smile and a moment of joy. So let's dance, no pretense, to the world. Have a wonderful time. Take a chance like romance, that makes sense. Don't further regret. Life is short, make it worse. Since the birth, we are here to enjoy. I am looking at you. You're looking at me with a smile and a moment of joy. So let's dance, no pretense, to the world. Have a wonderful time. Va, va, ti, va, un pa, ti, pa, un pa, et on, c'est pa, pa, et ta, pa, et. Va, non, va, ti, pa, un pa, et ta, un pa, et pa, un pa, et pa. We'll be right back.
in my life, I've walked the streets of Paris, covered in rain with my umbrella in my hand. Clouds in the sky, gloomy and windy weather, feels like romance, making my escape so grand. Let music play the notes of joy we live, the moments that we need so much. Our love and life can turn so fast, let's end it with love that'll truly last. How can you feel so weary? Walk in the rain, fill up your heart with light. Drops on your face, making your smile look teary. The color of your cheek, blurring your gracious smile. The moments that we need so much. Our love and life can turn so fast, let's end it with a love that'll truly last. It was another lonely day in Paris.
Fading glory, what's the story?
that has been some Sasha's Block. They're going to be the featured artist, act, presenter at the K-Jazz 88.1 Fall Benefit Concert. That is happening on Friday, September 18th at 8 p.m. at the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts in Beverly Hills. You'll also see Jane Monheit and Take Six's Alvin Chia. There's going to be performance artist dancing, video, and of course, Alex Gershman with his hit band, Sasha's Block. If you'd like more information on that event, please go to jazzandblues.org. You can buy your VIP tickets. They're $500, but you get a bunch of stuff, including 2 tickets in the front orchestra section, the best seats in the house. You'll get a pre-show reception with appetizers by Wolfgang Pucks, which is very cool. And wine, if you're so inclined, is by Cobblestone Vineyards. So you're going to get a bunch of stuff for that. But again, it's a fundraiser. So you're not going to a fundraiser to say, oh, I'd like to pay $5, please. You're going there expecting to pay a little bit. Plus, it's in Beverly Hills. $500 probably just falls out of their wallets, just, you know, faster you can shake a stick. But you can get tickets at jazzandblues.org, or for general admission tickets for people like you and me. Well, maybe not you, but definitely for my budget, you can go to ticketsr.com. And the Wallace address, again, is 9390 North Santa Monica Boulevard in Beverly Hills, and there's parking on Crescent Drive for only $8. That is a total deal. I hope you're able to attend that. If you want to go take a look at more Sasha's Block stuff, they've got a fantastic redesigned website at sashasblock.com, S-A-S-H-A-S-B-L-O-C, sashasblock.com. I mention that because if you're listening on Westar Radio in the U.K., and this is your drive time, I want to make sure you know where to go look this up when you're not in the car. It's sashasblock.com, and I want to thank you for listening from across the pond. Now, here is what's happening on the Friday night dance party. That is tomorrow night. We're doing the show at 8 p.m. East, 5 West. We've got a musician by the name of Alan James. He has a new CD out. I'm holding it in my hands right now. It's called Doors to Somewhere. Mr. Alan James is a singer-songwriter. He's based in the East Coast. That's why we're doing the show at 5, because 8 p.m. is still a respectable hour. And we want to make sure we get him on the show for that first hour, of course. Hour number one is always our new artist of the week. And I thought it was just the U.S. premiere. I think it's the world premiere for his CD tomorrow. And again, it's Alan James, Doors to Somewhere, and that show is live tomorrow at 5 p.m. I can't wait to hear his story. Hope you will enjoy it too. Always to let you know, hour number two is the very popular listener requests. So if you have something you want to hear, and I have it, I've got a lot, I'll play it. But I love when you request, hey, would you play, and I'm just going to use Sasha's Block because they were the guest for tonight's show. Would you play some Sasha's Block? Or would you play some Tom Goss? Or would you play some Joseph Eid? Or would you play some Nicole? Or would you play some MDXP? Or will you play some Kelly's Lot? Or will you play some Fontaine's Muse or Carmen Lundy? I love Carmen Lundy. She's a fantastic jazz singer as well. Why don't we do this? Let's round out the show with a little Carmen Lundy. This is her song called Daybreak, and we'll be back right after this to say a quick goodbye.
Daybreak, daybreak, it never lasts for long. But it brings the light, no more heartache. Treat me wrong. Don't make me wait. come on, hurry up, sunrise, don't make me wait. Hurry up, sunrise, don't make me wait. In the sleepless nights, without my lover to keep me warm, how long will it take, for heaven's sake, to feel the naked sun? Daybreak, I may be blinded by the light, but I'm gonna see my baby when the morning comes. I'm gonna see my baby when the morning comes. Sunrise, don't make me wait. Hurry up, sunrise, don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. Daybreak, I may be blinded by the light, but I'm gonna see my baby when the morning comes. Daybreak, I may be blinded by the light, but I'm gonna see my baby when the morning comes. And the moon sets at dawn, the sleepless nights, without my lover to keep me warm. How long will it take, for heaven's sake, to feel the naked sun? I'm gonna see my baby when the morning comes. I'm gonna see my baby when the morning
Carmen Lundy, and I need to have her back. We need to do some more of her music. She's got, I don't know, like, I think it's 18 or 20 albums, something like that. The number escapes me off the top of my head, but what an accomplished musician and spectacular lady she is. But our guest tonight, again, was Alex Gershman with Sasha's Block. Make sure you go and like their Facebook fan page. Go check them out on sashasblock.com. And like all their stuff, go buy their album, call your favorite jazz station in Los Angeles. It's, you know, KJazz 88.1, and request Feels Like Jazz. I think it's on their regular rotation anyway, but call and request it. You know, that's really a nice thing to do. Be a nice person. Request Sasha's Block, Feels Like Jazz. I think that's really nice. With that, everybody, I hope you have a great night or great day whenever you choose to listen to the program. It's my pleasure having you here. I love doing this with you and for you. If you have a guest you would like to nominate for the show, there's no formal nomination process. You send me a note and I call them up and say, hey, do you want to be on the show? And we'll do it. I love to do that. I'm booking guests right now for end of September. I've got like one or two dates left, and into October, November, and December. I've actually, my farthest, you won't really care about this, but my farthest scheduled guest for the year right now is Wednesday, December 9th. That's how far in advance we're booking right now, folks. So if you have somebody you'd like to have on the show, I would love to interview them. And thanks to everybody who makes great suggestions for guests like Tony. And we'll make sure that we keep you up to date on everything that's cool and happening here on Rated G Radio. Make sure to follow the show here on Blog Talk. You can also download the program as a podcast on iTunes, and I will see you live at the Friday Night Dance Party with Mr. Alan James at 5 p.m. on Friday night.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.